Going to the Middle East now on the News at One. A spokesperson for the Turkish president says the Turkish troops will cross into Syria shortly. Meanwhile, Syria says that it's determined to thwart Turkish aggression by all legitimate means. Donald Trump has withdrawn US troops from the area between Turkey and Syria, leaving Kurdish forces exposed to attack from Turkey. Louise Callahan is Middle East correspondent with the Sunday Times and is in Iraq today. Just before we came on air, I asked her what Turkey's aim is.
Turkey desperately wants to dislodge Syrian Kurdish fighters from an area near its southern border. So that's a really long border. It's really hard to protect. So for Turkey, for its internal security, it's a really big priority to clear that of fighters which it considers terrorists, but which happen to be a close ally of the US and was a great help to them in the fight against ISIS.
And the area that's controlled by the Kurds includes camps for families of former IS fighters and also camps for displaced people. All of that area is at risk now.
Absolutely. I mean, it still remains very unclear how far Turkey is actually willing to go. But we've had a few indications that it could be a limited incursion, you know, just going in, say, 15, 16 kilometres into Syria, which would be one scenario. And then another one is that the advance, which could, as you say, take these camps where there are thousands of ISIS members, men, women and children. So it's still very unclear how big the offensive is going to be.
And the Americans haven't completely withdrawn from this area. I mean, is there any possibility that this decision could be reversed? Because I know there are plenty in America at a senior level who are saying that this was the wrong decision for President Donald Trump to make.
So it's actually quite unclear how far the US has withdrawn. So there have been reports that they've pulled back from two posts near the border with Turkey, but they are still maintaining a troop presence in a large part of the Syrian Kurdish area. So that kind of gives the indication that they're not going to rush out soon. But of course, President Trump has made very clear that he wants to pull all troops back from Syria.
Where you are today in Iraq, there have been mounting protests there, resulting in the deaths of over 100 people. What is happening?
So this is an enormous, enormous deal in Iraq. There are young people in cities across the south who've taken to the streets saying that they want to get rid of the government. And this isn't pro-Iran people, it's not pro-US people, it's not people fighting a particular political agenda. And they're basically saying that they're really angry at corruption and at the fact that they cannot live their lives in a way that they think is dignified. And that's because they're saying that the system of government is unfair, that you have to pay lots of money and have good connections to be able to get anywhere in life.
And that's being met with increasing violence then from the government forces there, resulting in as I say, over 100 deaths.
Absolutely. I mean, it's been absolutely shocking, the videos that have been coming out from the protests. You know, you can see what appears to be state security forces firing on unarmed protesters, gunning them down in the streets. The government have made some minor concessions and said that they used excessive force, and they've admitted to that. But at the same time, this isn't enough. People are saying that they've been targeted in the streets and shot down. And so this is they're going to require a much bigger response from the government.
That's journalist Louise Callahan there in Iraq.